together with Thorin from Main Street Magazine. Take a look at the different stories that are in Main Street Magazine, both the print edition and the online edition, which is mainstreetmag.com. And we say good morning to Thorin. Thorin, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning on another hot day.
Well, you know, we've earned this. The springtime was all screwy. Winter was all screwy. So maybe summer will be like summer. Yeah, weather-wise, anyways.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. I mean, summer's not going to be like summer because there's so many weird things happening, but at least we can have some warm weather. I love warm weather. All right. Let us go to the magazine. There's an article that we spoke last week, and I didn't get a chance to talk about the article, but you've got an extensive article on Le Bon's. And Le Bon's market in Salisbury, there's three markets, I think, that the Le Bon family owns, and this is one of them. And it's almost like the Le Bon's live in our area because they run that that business extremely well, and they really are a part of the community. It really is not just a grocery store.
Yeah. So when we started working on this June issue, Ian had talked to me about Le Bon's, and I was like, you know, go for it, because I'd heard so many things, you know, from early March that Le Bon's was doing, and they really kind of set the standard in many ways that I don't even know if they even knew that that would become the standard of what they were doing. But, you know, putting up, you know, shields and for their staff and limiting the number of people who could come in, and then, you know, taking temperatures at the door. I mean, when you hear about these things in a community, you just, you know, kind of take your hat off for them. Like, you know, good for you. Thank you for keeping not just your staff safe, but everyone who's going in there who needs to go and grocery shop. And so Ian did a nice piece about, you know, all the different steps and measures that they took. And, you know, one of the things that really caught me about the story was how Salisbury kind of worked with them in regards to like allowing them to have a cooler container in the back, which I guess is in code or something to that effect, but knowing that the whole community was depending on them for resources and food. So, you know, just seeing how the community comes together was amazing to see, you know, in that story in particular.
You know, and to be one of the first businesses to do what they did, which was limit people, and they adjusted it as they went along and set a good pace, but also take people's temperatures when they come in. Also say, don't bring in your own bags. You can use the bags we have. We're not going to charge you for the plastic bags and stuff like that. But on top of all of that, they still continue their giving program, which is if a nonprofit like we've signed up and somebody goes shopping there, and they say, by the way, mark this down for Tri-State Public Communications. Well, at the end of the year, it's like Amazon. We get a check. And they're just so much part of the community, and that's the way this community used to be with lots of businesses. And hopefully, even with Amazon and the convenience of shopping there, more and more we'll get back to knowing that. It's just nothing like being at a local merchant, really.
It really isn't. And, you know, you can read as many books and articles about how, you know, dollar spent locally stays locally, but it's completely true, especially I feel like in the community that we are in. And it doesn't matter if you're in Salisbury, Millerton, or Grey Barrington, you know, our community, I feel, is very unique. And people are so oriented to this community and trying to help out, or at least, you know, most people are, in whatever fashion they can. And I feel like this pandemic really shone a light on that, and how, you know, there are different individuals, organizations, as well as businesses who've really, you know, came to the limelight in this, and how amazing they were to help just their neighbors and their entire community out who needed the help. And Le Bon's is one of the businesses who was definitely at the forefront of that.
We're speaking with Thorin from Main Street Magazine here on Robin Hood Radio. The June edition is what we're talking about right now, some of the stories. When's the July edition hit the stands, you think?
It'll probably come out towards the end of next week. We are actually sending the files this morning. I just have to go through the proof again, and then I'm sending them off. And we got a little bit of an extension this month, but I'm very excited that it's our food and drink issue, the July issue, which I think it's 6 years ago, and we came up with, you know, that was our first themed issue. And we decided to do it in July because that's the height of, you know, growing season, you know, everything is in bloom. So I felt appropriate to have that be the food and drink issue. And so I'm excited that this issue, we're kind of gotten back to our normal numbers, because obviously with the pandemic, you know, we had some advertisers who dropped off, so our size went down, plus our distribution went down a bit just because of the fact that so many of our distribution locations were closed. And now today, at least in New York, phase three opens. And so that means that just almost everyone should be open to some capacity. So I'm excited that, you know, we're going to be at 60 pages, and we're basically, as you know, back to up in numbers and distribution, and all of our locations should be more or less open. But we're still going to be in a heavy presence, as we have been in the grocery stores and in these high traffic places where everyone is going.
Yeah, we're in our third phase here. They're slightly different from in each state, but really New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey, and Massachusetts are pretty much acting in concert. Their dates are around one another when they find that that a county or an area has met certain standards, things are lifted even more. And some of the restaurants now in Connecticut finally are open with outside seating and limited inside seating. But we're going to get back as close to normal as we can. And you've got a nice story, by the way, on business on the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce, also an extensive story in this month's edition.
Yes, Mary did another, you know, bang up job with it. And for those who don't know about the Tri-State Chamber and all the different affiliations they have and things that they do with the community, for example, when was it now? End of April or end of May? I'm mixing my months. Where they did, they took a ride. They gathered a bunch of folks together in the cars at Housatonic, you know, put up signs that drew on the cars and all kinds of things. Then they went through certain, drove through our community, through the tri-state there. And, for example, one of their stops was Noble Horizons. And, I work with Noble Horizons, so I know the importance of how that made all the residents feel there. And, it was so nice seeing everyone honking their horns with all their signs and, you know, saying, we love you, we miss you. And so that was one of the things that the Tri-State Chamber did. And but just, you know, bringing people and businesses together and, you know, seeing how, you know, folks can collaborate. Again, you know, it's our community. It's all about collaboration and how, you know, we can work together to better not just our businesses or our neighbors, but our entire community.
All right. And I'll look at one more article from this month, even though we're going to head into your July issue next week, next month. But a nice story called Peace Prodigy.
Yes. Mr. David Ives lives over in the Rhinebeck area, and he is a 4-time Peace Prize nominee. He's a humanitarian. The guy's resume is incredible, the things that he has done. He was a teacher, a professor at Quinnipiac University for a long, long time. And Regina, when she initially, you know, when we do, you know, our story pitches for, you know, a couple of months in advance, usually, she told me about him. And I was like, oh, my God, this guy is fascinating. Yes, please. I said to her, go after that story. Write that one for us. And, you know, as you can, you know, for everyone who's read the story, I mean, the adventures that this man has had and the stories he has to tell is just incredible. And if anyone would like to hear him speak live, he's actually doing a live Zoom event on July 10th. I believe it's at 11 a.m. at Noble Horizons, and it's free. You can sign up on Noble's website and hear David speak about not just his life and his work, but also about, I think at the end of his speech, he's going to, or his lecture, he's going to focus on female Peace Prize nominees and their various platforms. So it should make for a really good event.
Yeah, those events are great. Our own Frank Lally was one of those speakers at one of those Zoom meetings, I think about a week and a half ago.
Yes, he was.
Frank can talk. He's a talker. I'll tell you what, he's a great investigative reporter. He's been dealing with health issues for a long time. His book is out, and he's really considered an expert on giving people the right advice on how to seek out health care. But you know, we talk about Noble Horizons hosting this. That's where we're so lucky. We have so many different organizations that have now flipped over to Zoom. the libraries, Noble Horizon, that can still present these lectures to the public, which really, it keeps these institutions intertwined with the people that live around them, so they're not separated and they're not castles and islands amongst themselves.
No, they're not. And Zoom has been, you know, I wish I had stock in Zoom before all this happened because, oh my God, everyone is Zooming. But I just know, you know, from my work with Noble that early on in March, you know, we had to cancel all the events there and or postpone because, you know, didn't know what was happening. And then Caroline Birchfield, who is the incredible organizer of events over there, she and I were talking and she's like, okay, we're going to start, you know, some events again. I think it was early May that they started, and switching to the Zoom platform and just getting acquainted with that and how we can best use that platform for Noble's, you know, friends and event goers. And it looks like, you know, that basically we're almost up to full capacity again with, you know, the, how many events they have, and they're all through Zoom. And it's just amazing how, you know, how we can keep connected. We're, you know, still separate, but we're together through platforms like that. And actually, we at Main Street are about to have one of our own events on July 9th with a couple of local folks. And it's about financial investing and advice on how to financially invest during this time of the pandemic. So we're going to have, hopefully this week, information and signups on our website for those who are interested.
All right. The magazine, of course, is Main Street Magazine. You'll find it at locations now, once again, throughout the region, but also an online edition at Main Street Mag, as well as here every Tuesday morning. Thorin, have a great weekend. We'll speak to you next week.
Thank you, and stay cool.
You too. Take care. That's Main Street Magazine, and once again on the air, online, it's mainstreetmag.com, and of course you can find them at stores throughout our tri-state region.